Blog Talk Radio.
Show with co-host Ron Yarbrough. Have Ron Yarbrough on the line. Ron Yarbrough.
Okay.
Right.
I am him.
That's right. Hey, for your listeners, you got to wake up. It's 2020. No more playing around. No, like, what am I going to say? Look, no, listen, no jive turkey. It's time to rock and roll 2020. Wake up. It's Happy New Year to everyone. Don't be playing around this year, okay? Let's tighten up. It's all about best wishes to everyone, number one. We'd like to say that from the radio show, and all positive things happen for you guys. But Ron Yarbrough, Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you too, my brother Stevie Red Anderson.
That's right. I'm going to tell you. Yeah. So, first of all, for your listeners, right, Ryan, let you know a little bit about who was the music, who it came from. You want to let them know?
Oh yeah,
bro.
Yeah. That's a song that I never get tired of. That's Shawnee Do It All Morrell. Okay, she's a one woman band. She can play the drums, play the I don't want to mess up the instruments, but she can play everything.
Yeah.
Not only can she
That's
play
right.
everything, she can sing as well. And mm-hmm. along with that singing and playing the instruments, she's a great entertainer also. So Shawnee's doing major things, and I only wish her, just like everybody else, continued success and better things, you know, to come.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Also, too, I'd like to let you guys know, I've been doing a few posts here and there, but Top Golf, January 31st, from Dan Upperco Foundation to Steve Anderson with American Heart Association, my mom, Katie Anderson, and Mary Ellen, which is Dan's mom. We're doing a charity for kids scholarship. And if you guys are down here in Miami area, Fort Lauderdale area, or just in South Florida, want to come down to the Super Bowl, make sure you guys go ahead. You can sign up at that online. You can also, too, by a certain level, to actually have you actually at Top Golf with a former active player. So make sure you guys, I'll be doing some other posts on that, but it's a charity for a great cause. Also, too, you guys, make sure you check out R&D Golf Switch Grips. R&D Golf. Ada Rigacki is CEO of that company. When you get a chance, guys, that if you're a golfer, that's the only way to swing a golf club. If you're out there playing anything else right now, you see this guy. This equipment is the real deal. R&D Golf. Also, too, guys, ever in the area, you have a bad problem with tires, make sure you go to Dinosaur Tire, and that's in Oakland Park, Dinosaur Tire. Ron Yarbrough. Okay.
Yeah,
Yarbrough.
Believe so you can achieve. Believe so you can achieve.
Right.
Believe so you can achieve.
This is my buddy, My buddy owns, he's an author. I'm going to start Pronova for Arthur Yarbrough. Arthur Yarbrough.
Amongst many other things. Amongst many other things. Yeah. Believe so you can see. Yeah, especially going into the 2020. Just like 2020 vision, this is the year of focus, extreme laser focus. And I was able to complete my book in December of last year, of 19, leading into this year. And the book is called Believe So You Can Achieve. And it's primarily about steps that will help you get to the next level, steps that have helped me get to where I am now and where I have been before, and steps that will continue to help you to grow as a person. So it's nothing but positivity and giving you a different outlook on your life and on your circumstances. So I'm excited, to say the least. And you know I don't get excited too much.
Man, that's awesome, man. It really is. Hey, guys, for your listeners, I don't have this month.
I forgot to tell you the website, too.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's yarbrough16.com, www.yarbrough16.com. Yarbrough16.com. I'm sorry about that, Stevie, but go right ahead.
Right. And also, too, Yarbrough actually be at the benefit also to a Top Golf, and plan on having enough books out there. He'll be doing some book signings also too at the event. But you know, there's some books out there you read, but sometimes you need to get a book that's being read for real. You know, just real helpful information and a brighter insight to life itself. Arthur Yarbrough, Arthur Ryan Yarbrough. So we're gonna be on this topic, and we may have some callers coming in. And for your listeners, you want to call in and discuss this topic with us, feel free to do so. The topic, episode 69, is why is it important to have a diet? And I was talking to Yarbrough earlier. What we're doing this show is about awareness, and awareness is we'll let everybody know, like alert you, information to help you, not to hurt you. Now, the diet, a lot of times, Yarbrough, we hear that word diet, people really, why'd you say it to me? It's like you gave him some poison or something, you know?
But at the same time,
hopefully everyone get understanding about how the diet is to help you. And I heard you. And also, too, you see, doing this topic, this show, that there are people that's not obese, but people that's anorexia, that don't have any weight, that need to diet to gain weight. And we'll discuss
exactly.
that. So the definition of diet is said the kind of food that a person, animal, or community habitually eats, a special course of food to which one restricts oneself, either to lose weight or for medical reasons. And I'm gonna give you a couple of biblical scriptures, Yarbrough, and we'll keep going into the show. Biblical scriptures about related to diet. It said John 6 chapter 35th verse. It said, then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Okay, whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." I'm gonna give you another one. I'm gonna go over here to Corinthians 6 and 19 chapter. Pay attention to this. I said, "Do you not know your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you? Okay, whom you have from God. You are not your own. You don't own your body. Okay, that's what people tend to forget. You don't own your body now." You don't own your body. You lease in your body, okay? For you were bought with a price. Exactly. So glorify God in your body. I'm going to say it one more time, Yarbrough. I know people, you know what? After we say this again, I want you guys to send a donation. We need to take up a collection after this right here, because this is very important, all right? We need collection. Listen, do you not Do you not know your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, okay, whom you have from God? You are not your own, meaning that you don't own your body. For you were brought, you were bought with a prize. So glorify God in your body. Let me give you one other one, y'all, probably get the rock and rolling. Matthew 6, chapter 25, verse. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It's not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Let me say it one more time. 6 chapter 21st verse. You guys, 25th verse. You guys, get a chance. Listen to this. The scripture here. It said, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. Okay? Don't worry about your life. What you will eat or drink in your life, or about your body, what you will wear, clothing, okay? Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? So that's interesting there. You just to listen to as a believer, and an unbeliever, listen to that and just pay attention to that when you get a chance. But y'all, bro, I'm gonna say this right here. The purpose of a diet is essential for good health and nutrition. Nevertheless, it protects from many diseases that are non-communicable diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. And those three right there are no joke. Any disease is bad, but you know, you're looking at helping yourself and preventing from heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. Okay? Is that not serious enough to sort of diet? And see, you understand for your listeners, a diet, y'all will tell you this, when we, Robert, go ahead and explain to about the diet, just, and you're going to keep going, about even just going into training camp. In training camp, we did a diet. Can you explain that too?
Oh, yeah. And to touch on some of the things that you were saying, one of the things is what I like to tell people a lot, you know, pertaining to some of the verses that you just touched on. I tell people that I eat to live. I eat to live. I don't live to eat. Okay. So therefore I might not eat three times a day, five times a day, or whatever the case may be. I eat my nutrition and leave it at that, and I take it from there, okay? Now, getting to the point where you were talking about the diet in training camp, what we used to go through, because that's where we first met each other, and that's where we have continued our relationship from, is from playing football, okay? Mm-hmm. And we would get fined if, during training camp, if you did not come to the training table. Training table is basically set up for all the guys that are playing. They have food there, obviously. We have to eat. We're practicing twice a day, and we're meeting three times a day, and we're lifting, and we're doing all of this physical activity. And we have to be aware, because another thing that you touched on with the verse is our body is our temple. Okay, so if you're not able to produce on the field, because we're not just talking about recreational football, this is a business. This was our livelihood, okay, in order to put food on our table, in order to put shelter over our family's head, and things of that nature, the necessities, amongst other things that you were talking about, material things as well, clothes, okay, cars, you know, things of that nature. But it all stems back to being able to produce on the field. And if you're not able to produce on the field physically, then you're nothing but a commodity, okay, and not a hot commodity. You're more of a liability. You're not a commodity, you're a liability. Right. So therefore, you're going to be gone. Okay, especially during training camp. It's a many a times where if me and you weren't stretching out next to each other it was somebody else stretching out next to us, and we'll look and see, but like, where's such and such? You know, where's ABC at? You know, like, oh, ABC is out of here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what
right.
happened? You know, we're like, well, he couldn't get it right. So what would happen would be we would have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, getting back to the training table. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Even if you don't eat, okay, unless you're on a weight program to lose weight
right.
or to gain weight one way or the other, you still, it would be mandatory during training camp to be there, okay? There will be a coach or someone from the training staff or whatever the case may be that had to check your name off, okay? Now, if you didn't get that name checked off, coach is
right.
going to come to you about it. Somebody from upstairs is going to come to you about it. Because we used to also have to do weight checks as well, because you can very easily lose 10 to 20 pounds during training camp. Now, for us, by us being a receiver skill position, we, you know, 5 to 10 pounds is a whole lot of weight for us to be losing during training camp.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the diet, okay, you can't just be eating. Me and you couldn't eat, oh, well, I'm going to eat about 3 steaks today. We couldn't do that.
Right.
You know,
right.
because then we'll be
right.
at a different position, or we'll be in the training table, you know, not the training table for food, but the training table in the athletic department, the doctor's office and things of that nature.
Right.
So diet,
hospital.
Yeah, diet is very, very important to say the least, but those are just some of the examples of what you have to do during training camp.
It's been perfectly explained. Now, speaking of that, we have a caller on the line, Ryan. And caller, who's calling?
Hey, this is Tom DeForia.
This is Tom DeForia. Right. Guys, this is Tom DeForia. Let me tell you who this guy is for your listeners. This guy right here, speaking of training. Okay. Tom is the worldwide of all worldwide. This is like Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day, you know. With hey, listen, this guy's the real
okay.
deal, man. Hey, yeah,
okay.
Tom. So, hey, go ahead and explain. Tell us your all your accolades, man. Tell us what you've achieved, right quick.
Sure, and I appreciate you guys having me on the show. It's great to be on, and I appreciate the
yeah, thank
time.
Thank you for doing the show. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming,
sure.
Tom.
So
thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. So I grew up an athlete. So I played football, ran track all through high school and college. And then I got into bodybuilding actually about 8 years ago. I boxed actually a little bit after college, but I've always had some kind of physical outlet, let's put it that way. And so when I got into bodybuilding about 8 years ago, I started, I've always weight trained and things like that through sports and all, but I never really understood the science behind it. And what I found out through that process, and 3 years ago, I actually turned pro. This will be my third year as competing as a pro, and I'm prepping right now to compete in Colombia in February.
Uh-huh.
But what I learned through the process of the last 8 years is how critical diet is. Whether you're trying, like you said earlier, whether you're trying to gain weight or you're trying to lose weight, it really, you can't outwork a bad diet. And so, you know, it's been the cornerstone of any progress that I've made. And it's really been the most, I would say, quote unquote, kind of addicting thing of the entire process. It's just amazing to see what different foods, how it can alter your body. I mean, it's really amazing to watch what the body can do.
Wow. Let me ask you a question. On your
yeah.
what's the difference? I would say this. Had your diet changed over the last couple of years, even though you first of all you said you competed and you said you was a champion. Said again, I don't want to miss out all of the achievements that you said. You mentioned something
sure.
about you a champion. Yeah, but during your championship that you're the champion your awards, have your diet changed any between the last couple of years? Can you go on your diet? Can you kind of veer off and go to another diet, some similar? Does it change any?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question. So when I'm preparing for a competition, like I'm 6 weeks out from my competition in Colombia now, so we'll start monitoring and putting me in a calorie deficit. And so, you know, dieting is all by the numbers. And so you really have to understand your calories that you burn per day and the calories that you consume. It's a numbers game. And so, you know, it's that old saying of what gets measured gets improved. And like when you guys were back in the league, you guys are probably burning 10,000 calories again, like, you know, a day. So you probably could eat the three steaks if you wanted to, you know, just to keep the weight on. But my diet does fluctuate throughout the year, and you know, I'll start into a calorie deficit, and we go very, very slow over a long period of time. There is no quick fix. There's no 1 week diet that we do. It's over typically a 12-week period is what we'll use for an approach. But I stay relatively lean throughout the year, and I really stay on a balanced diet throughout the year as well, with a good mixture of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates.
So, Tom, what do you think? This is Ryan. This is Ryan Yarbrough. Congratulations on your accolades and continued success to you, and congratulations in advance. Come Columbia in February.
I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. So this is my question for you, and it's more so for the listeners. When you're talking about diet, and you pretty much just explained it in your last sentence that you said, it's a upkeep, it's a maintenance, it's always, you know, it's a consistent, ongoing process, right? So when it comes down to it, diet is more so, because a lot of the masses think that diet is that you're supposed to lose weight, okay? But diet can definitely be, like you were saying, an ongoing, should be, and is supposed to be an ongoing process in order to keep your health in order. Can you touch on that a little bit?
That's actually a really good point, and metabolism is really key as well. And so, you know, the best diet, and people always ask me, like, what should I do, keto, or should they do this carnivore diet or the South Beach diet? You know, they usually name a diet and they ask me if they should do that. And I always tell them the best diet that they should do is the one they can stay on. So those different diets all work. Weight Watchers has helped millions and millions of people. South Beach diet works, keto works, the carnivore diet works, carb cycling works, high carb, low fat, they all work. But when they don't work is when you don't continue them. And so it really boils down to what someone can sustain. And, you know, the best way of thinking of it is you didn't put the fat on overnight, and you're not going to take it off overnight. And so you have to really understand that, hey, if you gained an extra 20 pounds, you didn't do that from last month, not real pounds, right? And so, you know, it's going to take some time to get it off, and it really is that consistency. You'll see that all over the place. Consistency is key. And so whatever diet that they can stay on and sustain, and it doesn't feel so much like it's a diet, that's going to be the best one for them.
Regardless of if you're an athlete, football player, or bodybuilder, correct?
Yeah, I think, you know, for my specific needs, during different times of the year, I might need more calories if I'm trying to grow. You know, the numbers, the way that it works is if you're in a deficit of 500 calories per day, you're going to lose 1 pound per week of actual weight, and then invert those numbers if you want to gain weight. And so if you're trying to gain muscle, you know, you're going to eat a surplus of 500 calories per day, and that on average is going to put about a pound of good weight on you. So whatever your goal is, you know, you guys have made the point a couple times really well on here. Whatever your goals are, that's what you design the diet to, because you just it enables all the other things, right? So it enables the weightlifting, the recovery, and you to be able to perform, if you are an athlete, to be able to perform to your optimal level.
Okay, well, I have one other question. Okay, I have one other question for you too, Tom. You had made preference to whatever diet that someone can stick with, whatever, you know, pretty much whatever makes them feel good that they could keep up with. Okay, now is different people. Everybody isn't on the line like me and Stevie. Stevie is a little, he has a couple of inches height on me, but we're still the same body type. We're long and lanky, okay? We're long and lanky. Now, everybody on the line isn't long and lanky, okay? So when it comes to your particular body type, can you touch on that a little bit as well? Because everybody's not going to look like a model off of TV or, right, you know, a lot of the marketing do out there. Okay, I haven't seen you yet, Tom, because we're going to get to your Instagram and your media and everything like that in a moment,
yeah,
too. But, can you touch on that for people as far as different body styles and different body types?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a great point too. There's three different body types, and you guys are the ectomorphs. And so, by definition of that, it's someone who, you know, is tall, lanky. It's probably hard for you guys to gain a bunch of muscle and to blow up gigantic, but it's also probably hard for you guys to gain a bunch of fat too. So it is, and every one of the body types has a positive and negative to it. If you're a mesomorph, then you can gain weight very easily, which is great if you want to be a gigantic guy. But it's also, you have to watch, because you can gain bad weight very quickly. And so, the most important thing, I think, when someone is starting a diet is seek professional help. And so whether it's a coach, whether it's a Weight Watchers or it's a book or whatever the case may be, you have to find someone who is holding you accountable, at least at the beginning, helping you stay on the path. And, you know, it put it this way, the friends that are around you now might not be the best influences to get you to your diet goals, or they just don't know. And so every friend that you ask, one will say, oh, I tried keto, and then you'll do that for a week. And then one says, I tried South Beach diet, and you try that for a week. And so that's what you don't want to do. You want to stick with a plan. And when I've had coaches, and I have a coach now, the first couple of weeks that we work together, he's feeding me different things, and I'm sending him pictures on a daily, sometimes a couple times a day, to see how my body's reacting to food, so he can learn what different foods and how they impact my body. Then he designs and adjusts my program from there. So he has to see if I'm sensitive to fats, if I'm sensitive to carbs, how my body reacts to them. I mean, it's really obviously scientific. There's nothing more scientific than our bodies, and it's a pretty interesting process. Yeah.
So basically, you need to be a student to it. Then, when you're dieting, you need to be basically a student of your diet. You need to understand what's going on.
Yeah. And you made a good point earlier, Stevie. You know, since the time we were young, food's always been glorified for us, right? If you do something good, then you get candy, or, you know, it's kind of a reward. And so that's a process for us to go through when we start dieting. You have to kind of unlearn that of, you're not dieting between the donuts. You know, you have to get to a point where, you know, the food is a source, and the scriptures you actually read are very relevant to that. It's like, you know, you have to think, the food that I'm putting into my body is for a result. It's not for reward. The reward is what you're going to see in the mirror. The reward is what you're going to, when you put your clothes on and they fit better, you know, that's the reward. Or when you go to a social event and someone says, boy, you look a lot different than the last time I saw you.
Right. Do they have any clinics for a person that's addicted to sugar? Like any clinics I can enroll myself into?
Hey, if they do, sign me up. You know, the funny thing about sugar, it's funny that you mentioned that. So sugar, I mean, man, there's nothing more addictive to me than sugar. And, you know, when I'm dieting hard like I am now, I have sugar at a particular time of day because I'm supposed to have it right after I work out. It actually helps with protein synthesis. But if I have, you know, a cookie or a donut now, like I haven't had one in a couple months, and the craving does go away. It gets way easier. Mm-hmm. But, man, when I start having them again, whew, it's hard to get it off the ground once the sugar's in there. Yeah. And in a grocery store, 80% of the food in a grocery store have added sugar. So
you
have to look at the label. Yeah. It's everywhere.
This is a question I had was on my mind. I want to ask you this: is that what was the hardest part of a diet that you had to follow, and how did you get through it mentally? Because I think for our listeners, a lot of a lot of us struggle mentally too, because you first thing, sometimes you hear of a diet, people start, first thing they start feeling hungry because they feel like they starve themselves mentally. So, okay, what was the hardest part of a diet that you were working on, and how did you get through it mentally?
Yeah, great question. So the hardest part for me has been the patience part of it. You know, after you're 3 days into the diet, it's like, okay, where's this body? You know, and I saw a funny meme the other day. It says, you know, your body's not Amazon Prime. It's not going to show up in 2 days. So it does help to have, you know, like I have a bunch of people that obviously are in the bodybuilding thing. So I have a good network of support system, and I have a coach. But it really helps to have someone that's there for you when, you know, you aren't seeing the results as quickly as you need. And you guys know this from being elite athletes, is you're going to fail. So you have to not only just plan the diet, but you have to plan, when I fail on my diet, am I just going to wrap it up and say, that's it, I'm done dieting? Am I going to turn a donut into 12 donuts, you know, or am I going to fail? And then what am I going to do right after I fail? Because, you know, you guys, and I'm sure you guys have probably talked about this on a bunch of different shows before, but failure is a part of success, you know? And so when you go into a diet and day four you mess up, you can't be like, well, I need to try a new diet, or it didn't work for me, or whatever else, you know? And so it's kind of the patience part of it, understanding it's long-term, having a good support system, and planning for what happens when you fail.
Right. And I think, you know, that's awesome question. You know what? I think the thing is too, Tom, is that a lot of individuals out there don't understand about how much in trouble they are not eating, not dieting, not having a diet. And when I was mentioning earlier about the diabetes and heart disease, cancer, my mom passed with my heart disease. I mean, she had her arteries closed up on her and to her heart. So, but my mom, a lot of grease going up, and a lot of fried foods, and even she smoked, but the thing was, I think it was just a lot of greasy foods, and so when that's why I wanted to do this topic, which we'll Ryan, we talk about this topic, because the fact is that the diet, people shouldn't get very sensitive about the word diet. They should understand that that people of all different weight and sizes, height and sizes, weight, everyone at some point in life, or people in life, especially generally these days, the food that we eat today are not like they used to be years ago. They need to really, really pay attention to a diet and stay on course with it.
Mm-hmm. See, go ahead, Tom.
I was just going to say, it would be great if you could fast forward someone to their end result body and let them feel what that feels like for a couple of days, to feel how different they feel and how much energy they have and just how different they feel about themselves. So they know, so that's the carrot at the end, you know, or that's the candy at the end or whatever, but you feel tremendously different. And like, even as my diet changes throughout the year, as weird as this sounds, I just feel better when I'm being strict on my diet. And likewise, when I have different foods that may be off my diet, it really impacts me now, because I'm just so used to being on it, you know? But the other thing too is beware of the calories, you know, like you were talking about, like like when someone goes and a lot of calories that we eat, we're not even thinking about, like you get a latte, that's 20 minutes of cardio when you get a latte every time from Starbucks, you know, so you don't think about a teaspoon of dressing or a latte or something like that being calories, but that's where they really sneak up on you, you know?
Right.
So Tom,
this is to everybody as well. And point I'll bring you in with it, Tom, because basically what it comes down to is people have a negative connotation of diet. They think that, oh, a diet, you're supposed to be losing weight. Now, going back to you, Tom, when you're on your diet and you're in your bodybuilding competition and getting ready, I know and I've learned over the years that, you know, muscle brings more weight. So when you're training, I know you're changing your body up a little bit, but do you can actually gain weight? Am I correct?
Yeah, that's what I usually happens to me is either I'll gain weight or my weight will stay exactly the same. And I was going to send you guys, I'll send you this maybe afterwards, but I have some result pictures of 8 weeks of dieting and I lost 2.1 pounds, which doesn't sound like very much, but my body looks completely different. So your body composition, it's not, the scale is a poor indicator. You know, the mirror's kind of the judge, the scale's the jury kind of thing. So a lot of people get caught up on the scale. It makes them, you know, they'll diet for a week and their weight might go up. They'll diet for a week and their weight might stay the same. And then they get frustrated and they want to stop. You'll get the results from it. And your body weight might not change too much, you know, especially if you're eating a lot of protein and working out heavy, you might be putting on muscle and dropping fat at the same time, which is very possible.
Right. So therefore, a diet, once again, isn't just for someone to lose weight.
Exactly.
All right. Mm. So let me ask you this question, too. How would you consider, or what, not how, but what would you consider for the people in general to be a quote-unquote healthy diet?
Yeah, good question. So my personal take on it, and I've kind of researched and I've tried a bunch of different things, but I think a balanced diet, and we kind of grew up with four food groups, right? But I think a balanced diet, and it's all about portion control. So you don't have to over-engineer things. If you look at a plate, and you can even use your hands to help you guide of like your protein should be about the size of your fist, your carbohydrates should be about the size of your palm, and your fats should be about the size of your thumb. And so I'll give you an example of like my, one of my relatives was on a diet and he was, I'm eating salads every day and I'm not losing weight. I'm eating salads every day and I'm not losing weight. And he's frustrated. So I asked him what exactly is on the salad. So he's putting a whole avocado on every salad, you know, and avocado is a good fat. And he read somewhere that avocado is a good fat. And it is, there's no doubt about that. It's a great fat, but you know, my serving of avocado is 1 ounce. That's about the size of your thumb. You know, he was eating a whole one on everything. So I told him, hey, you're basically getting a Big Mac and cutting it up and putting it on a salad and eating it. That's about the
Right. People don't understand that. With all the dressing, you were saying, they slap all the dressing on there, everything. Yeah. It's like, well, I'm having a salad. It's like, where's the salad? You know, I see everything else. It's up the
salad. Sounds
like
me.
Now, see, I'm the opposite. I don't eat dressing anything. If I'm eating a salad, I'm just eating the salad. Plain people look at me crazy, like, what are you talking? I'm like, I'm eating what I want to eat. You know, I'm not trying
to eat
all this other stuff, you know, and everything like that. And one last thing before I let Stevie get back to you, can you explain to people, because me and Stevie personally know what carbohydrates are, protein, you know, things of that nature. But what are some carbohydrates, some protein that you keep speaking about?
Sure. So for the carbohydrates, protein that I will eat, I stick with when I'm doing protein, typically white fish or chicken, turkey.
Uh-huh.
So any kind of lean white meat is what most of my meals are. Eggs are good. Egg whites are very good. Shrimp is very good. So any white fish, chicken, lean turkey, shrimp, those are great sources of protein. You can't eat red meat. Some people don't like red meat. I eat one serving of red meat typically per day. It's a smaller portion, but you get a lot of different nutrients and amino acids and things like that from red meat. And then for carbohydrates, I stick with complex carbohydrates, that typically like rice, grits, potatoes, sweet potatoes. Mm. You know, jasmine rice is really good. Oatmeal is great. Grits, if people like that, you know, right now, and I'm probably about 6 or 7% body fat right now. I'm eating bagel thins twice a day, an English muffin once a day. So it really is about portion control at the end of the day. So people think, boy, you can't ever eat bread again if you're going to be on this diet, right? And they have to give up bread and they have to give up all these different foods. You don't have to. You just can't eat a whole loaf of bread, right? And you know, on the fat side of things, avocados are good fats. Olive oil is good fats. I take macadamia nut oil is very good too. So, you know, but it's just fats kind of are sparing. You know, when you think of carbohydrates and protein have 4 grams per calorie. So, you know, think about that as one size. And then for fats, it's double that. It's 9. So you can eat fats, but it just has to be in a much smaller portion because your total calories in and out are going to be skewed.
Portion control. I appreciate you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question then. So basically, now, Ryan, you can relate to this now. You remember we were playing ball, and like Tom was saying, we were all the running we was doing on the football field and burning so much of the fat off. We used to always be eating, though. We're always snacking on something. So, Tom, how many times – yeah, you remember – y'all, but we was always eating something where it was nuts, fruit, sandwiches. We always had something we was always eating. So, we would sometimes eat like 4 times – we would snack like 4 or 5 times out the day. So, how many times do you eat during a day, Tom?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think that's one of the consistent things that people have seen with diets in the last couple of years is to eat frequently, smaller portions and eat frequently. What you don't want to do is starve yourself. And so if you really lower your calories, your metabolism is going to lower and you can't stay on it. What that happens is you restrict yourself to a point and then you binge eat is typically what happens. That's what's happened with me in the past. It's what happened with 90% of my friends. If you try to really restrict, you get hungry and you binge eat or eat way too much of the wrong foods or something like that. So people always ask about, you know, snacking and boy, at night I get hungry. If you eat every 3 hours and you have a portion control and a good mix of balanced food, you know, for me, it's hard for me to get my food in during the day. You know, and I don't think that's, you know, atypical, and I do 20 minutes of cardio a day. I'm not doing hours and hours of cardio and stuff like that, but you have to keep the engine burning. And the food that goes in keeps that engine burning and it spikes your metabolism up.
Wow. That's awesome. That's the question we really wanted to ask you about is about how many times a day. Cause I remember we used to snack, but we're not at the level you are. Ron, you've seen a Superman face, right, with a Incredible Hulk body? That's what Tom is.
Oh, before we even continue and forget, Tom, what's your what is your like Instagram, Facebook?
Okay.
All that type of stuff in your website, if you have one. Where can people find you at?
Sure. So my Instagram is pretty easy. So it's just my name. It's Tom and then _ DeFloria is my last name. So DEF as in Frank, LLORIA. So it's Tom _ DeFloria. And that's what my Facebook is the same too. It's just there's no _. But those are linked together. And I'm connected to both of you guys now.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Superman face and Hulk body.
That's right.
Super
That's
Hulk,
right.
huh? Super Hulk.
I don't know about
that. It doesn't get any smoother than that. So yeah, I can't thank you enough, man, for calling in. You're so extremely helpful to us, and I'm for sure I know for the listeners. The way you broke everything down, and for your listeners, I hope you enjoy Tom coming in. And Tom, also too, I'll reach out to you. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I do have one more question before we let him go.
Okay,
I just wanted to get his social media and stuff like that out there first. Tom, how do you feel about fruits and vegetables. And the reason why I'm asking you that is because now, I'm not even going to say now, but a lot of people have gone over to vegetarian, veganism, and things of that nature. And
yeah.
when I coach, I tell the guys always laugh at where they try to laugh at me sometimes until they understand, get an understanding. I'm like, look, they like, coach, because I personally don't eat meat. I eat seafood. I don't eat
okay.
red meat, pork, turkey, anything. I eat seafood. But they like, coach, they're like, y'all, bro, like, man, you don't eat meat for real? I'm like, no. You know, I'm like, look, I'm like, a gorilla doesn't even eat meat, you know? And, they, you know, they're the biggest trouble. And they like, you know, no stuff. You know what I mean? They like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, look it up, man. Look it up. So how do you feel about your vegetable and your fruit intake?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. So, and a lot of people think once they diet, then they can never have fruits and fruits especially, because they're, you know, quote-unquote sugar. And so, you know, when I have fruits, I'll have things like blueberries, and I'll make those in, like, my oatmeal in the morning. I'll mix some blueberries in there, like a small portion of them. But I eat greens at every meal, and so I'll do, like, a half a cup of greens. And the rule of thumb that I kind of use with greens is the greener, the better. So when you're shopping for greens, you can get, you know, if something's, you know, I do asparagus just because it's a natural diuretic too, so it keeps water flowing. That's another really critical thing is drinking a lot of water, as you guys know. And so cauliflower rice has been helpful for me too. It's a great way when you're dieting to get volume in your stomach. It's very low calorie. It's healthy for you, and you know, they kind of make it into a bunch of different things that have cauliflower rice, and that helps with you know, creating a full portion so that you aren't hungry. You know, when you're hungry, that's when you're going to cheat. And so, you know, I'm glad you brought up veganism too. Think of it this way: if you took the simple sugars out and all of the bad things and went to veganism or went to just a balanced diet, you're still going to be on the plus side. So whatever, like I said earlier, whatever diet that they can stay on and they feel healthy with and can do over a long period of time, that's the right diet for someone. So if they want to stay pescatarian or they want to go full veganism, whatever the case may be, as long as they're getting the right mixture of nutrients in, you know, it's really personal preference on that, I feel like.
Cool.
On the diet. Tom, on the diet is also to I'm glad you asked my question, Ron. But Tom, on the diets, I know there's 9 different diets out there, right? There's Atkins, Zone, and I guess it's contingent vegetarian, vegan. I said Weight Watchers, Soft Beach, Raw Food. Which is the most popular diet for a person to easily get on? Most people, which one do they usually go with? I mean, what's normal? I mean, a lot of guys. I know vegan and trying to go vegan and they go vegan for a while and they jump back across the fence. So they're not sure, but what's a good diet that someone can actually start in right now to be kind of comfortable getting in right now?
Yeah, I think something like a Weight Watchers, something like a South Beach diet, something that has a mixture of all different types of food, because you have to think, if you just sat at your house every day and had access to every type of food that you need to eat, it would be easy to stay on a diet, right? But when you're traveling, when you're out with friends, when you go out to dinner, you have to be different places, right? And so you can't say, hey, I can't go out to dinner here because they don't have these 3 options. Or, you know, it just makes life really hard. It makes the diet to stay very difficult to stay on. And so, like, things like the Zone diet or, you know, a lot of people do intermittent fasting and things like that now. And so whatever is helping you control – the amount of calories that you're eating per day, as long as you're getting a good kind of mixture of the right nutrients, it's what diet they can stay on. A lot of my friends have tried vegan and they're just like, I can't do it over a long period of time. You know, they're like, when they go out with friends or when they're in different places or whatever, it's easier for them to stay on if they're kind of isolated, but it's hard to keep on that diet for a long sustained period of time.
Wow.
Same with like the Atkins diet and things like that, you know.
Okay. Well, you said the Weight Watchers would be the most favorable to go, to try to jump into right now.
I would just say,
most people.
Don't start with something extreme. You know, start with something that's balanced where you don't have to give up every food that you like, right? And so, like, one of the things that Weight Watchers or South Beach or Zone Diet, they have a mixture of you can eat all the different types of food, and they help you with portion control, whether it's a point system or whether whatever system that it is. All that they're helping you do is not totally upset the way that you're eating today and say, well, I can't eat all the stuff that I like now, and now I have to eat this lettuce, right, or whatever the case may be. So if it's such a big pivot in your life like that, you're not, there's no way it's only going to stay on that, you know. So, you know, at first, switch to something that isn't so catastrophic of a change of what you're doing today. You get to still have the fruits and vegetables and things that you like, you know, including quote-unquote cheat meals and sweets and things like that. So there's a definitely a time and a place for all that kind of stuff.
Man, interesting. Good information. Interesting. Yeah, great information, Tom.
You have anything else, bro? You want to talk to me, bro?
Oh, no. He filled my head up with plenty.
Tom, Tom, I'm about to go and dump everything out the refrigerator and start over, okay? So you got me. Oh, man. Yeah, but I'm going to have to – but I know myself, though, I'm going to have to work hard on the sugar. But, again, Tom, I really appreciate you calling in. And for your listeners, we can see Tom over at January 31st over at Topgolf. If you guys – a chance, he should if he's not busy, suppose he should be able to attend if he's in town, and you get a chance to meet him.
Sure.
And whatnot. So January 31st at Topgolf from 3 to 7 for the former and active players. But Tom, again, you want to go ahead and let everyone know again how to reach out to you, and we'll let you let you go.
Yeah, my Instagram is the best place to get a hold of me. And so my Instagram handle, and I'm connected to both Stevie and Ryan, it's Tom, T-O-M, _ DeFloria is my last name. So DeFloria.
Tom,
I need to change it to that Super Hulk. I like the Super Hulk.
That's right. That's right.
look. A lot of people think that I don't talk a lot, but don't get me started, man. Because I can say a whole lot of stuff. A lot of things just go through my head, and I just don't blast them out. But yeah. I got plenty of names. I got plenty of names.
Hey Tom. Hey, thanks a million. Thanks for calling into the show, and we hope to have you again.
All right. Thank you, guys.
So much.
I appreciate it.
Have a good evening, Tom.
Take care.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Man, what you call him? Super Hulk. Super Hulk, yeah, man.
Yeah.
That guy right there, you know, what is amazing is that we wouldn't, I don't think it's that extreme as football players, but we were extreme. You understand? We were extreme, and we were very, very fit. I remember I had you and I both were like in 3 point something body fat at one time. But
training camp. Woo!
Training camp, you know, and
yes.
But I'm glad he pointed out the fact too about people. They say 3 times a day, or like you say, you eat when you have to eat. And a lot of, I remember we used to have like little snacks all during the day, and we were extremely fit. And that's so important that he touched base on that. Yeah. So Tom, if you guys check him out, he's the real deal. That's Super Hulk. That's Tom. And
Tom DeFloria.
Yeah. Tom DeFloria, yeah. And you know what, though, Ryan? I was going to say this. And you know, it's 45 million Americans go on a diet each year. And Americans spend $33 billion each year on weight loss products. Yet nearly two-thirds of Americans, are overweight or obese. Obesity is a chronic disease that requires lifelong treatment and medical care. And but I'm going to flip side of this. I'm going to go this is too. The number of people on specific diets to lose weight or to be healthier is on the rise. Okay, up nearly 22% from last year, from 14% to 36%, according to the Food and Health Survey released by the International Food Information Council Foundation. Nevertheless, 70 million anorexia eating disorders, okay, that estimated by the National Eating Disorder Association in USA, 70 million now, anorexia, up to 30 million people suffer from an eating disorder, such as anorexia.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. So, and then, so you have worldwide, the figure is more like 70 million sufferers of anorexia. So it goes both ways, like you were saying earlier, Yabro. You have some people who can eat too less and they can eat too much. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say this, I'm going to let Yabro go ahead and finish out. My dad, say back in the day, it would take 3 months for a chicken to be fully grown. Now,
a real chicken.
3 months. Yep. 3 months. Mm. And my dad said it take 3 days now for it to be full grown.
Come on, man. Oh, man.
It's less than a month.
That's why I don't eat it.
Look, a month, less than a month, the chicken is full grown now. Okay.
Wow.
You got to pay attention to the diet because the food is not the same. Okay? It's not the same 20 years ago. The food is not the same. Wake up. Please wake up. It's not the same. So stay healthy. Stay on a healthy diet. Ryan, let you close it out. But my dad said that it is true. 3 months, but realistically now you look at a month, a chicken is fully grown. And when I was growing up, we ate greens and bread. Greens, okay? Greens, real food.
Like Tom said, greens.
Yeah, the greens. Mm-hmm. We was eating greens when we grew up. But the healthy diet, you guys have to stay on it. And we pray that you listen and take this information and use it to your health, because you have these shows out right now that being overweight is okay. Listen, they're making money. They're fooling you. That's a lie. Okay? That's a lie. Okay? But not eating enough and anorexic, that's hurting too. Find your balance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great thing that you said about balance, because that's pretty much what Tom was stressing. You know, balance control, portion control. Because one thing that you know me for years, and you always know me, I just didn't just change overnight with my eating either, because the fruit cleanses you, it pushes everything out, just like the vegetables do, but the vegetables are the vitamins that are putting back into you, building your body up, okay? But portion control is key, and we're talking about diet, but portion control is key in anything in life, any and everything in life. Have to have a balance, the yin and the yang, just like the Libra scales, they have to be. My son is a Libra, and you can tell, or just like, my cousin Pope, you can tell when the scale is tilted one way or the other too much, you can tell. So just like with our diet, we have to have a balance. But ending the show, I would like to say this. First and foremost, Happy New Year. This is a new year, but this isn't just like it's a new day, okay? Just because the year has changed does not mean that all of a sudden that we need to be changing everything overnight. We need to have a consistent balance in life, just like our diet. And one of the key things is in having a balance in life, with all the hate and all the negativity in life, we need to continue to be positive, and we need to continue to uplift everyone. And by being the so-called beginning of the year, people's motivation is a little different right now. So let's continue to ride on the wave of the new year, but let's make it consistent, just like Tom was talking about diet. Let's consistently love one another. Let's consistently uplift one another. and just consistently praise one another like we're supposed to be doing, and everything will carry itself out throughout the year. And before you know it, I'm not even going to say the next year, but before you even know it, years have passed by. Have a great evening.